After the Black Star debacle at the FIFA World Cup in Brazil, government has set up a three-member committee to probe all the issues that came up in Brazil. People have expressed diverse views about the introduction of this committee. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, the chairman of the Committee on Sports, Youth and Culture in Parliament, Komla Mensah Woyomi, asked the minority caucus and the people of Ghana to exercise patience and wait for the committee to finish its report so that Parliament can investigate the issues that come up.
The issue is this. Whilst we're planning and preparing to have this bipartisan committee in place, we've realized and seen that the executive has gone ahead to put together this committee, of which I think, looking at the membership and the composition, you can't falter the decision at all that these are persons individually who have very impeccable records in this country. And I think will be able to give us a very good report at the end. So that in this case, in order not to have a situation where concurrent investigations are put together, where Parliament is also calling about the same set of people for interrogation and the committee also doing the same thing, what I probably would want to suggest is, and I think he should agree with us, is that yes, the powers of Parliament is clear, including that we have those oversight responsibility over the executive. So that in this case, it is easier also to say that we request for the final report of this three-member committee later and then interrogate and then make an informed decision as Parliament. And then at the end of the day, I don't think anybody is interested in hiding anything. It is in the interest of this country. You know how to get our acts together properly. Next time around, we don't go repeating the same mistakes all over again. I just differ a little with regards to when, because in this case, we've not been able to go ahead. The executive have gone ahead. And so let us just see and then maybe officially request for the final report at the end of the work of the three-member committee. I think that is what we should be thinking about.
The MP for Pandai and a member of the Parliamentary Committee on Sports, Youth and Culture, Matthew Nyindam, believe the three-member committee lacks the necessary neutrality to deal with the issues and insist that the committee should be non-partisan.
I cannot fault the executives for setting up a three-member committee. It is their right. But we need our position as minority when it comes to this kind of a three-member committee. I will not begin to run them down, but I seriously think that we need to be more serious than we are. More serious because, you see, the people today who have a proper oversight, responsibility over the pest of this country, our expenditure, our income and everything is Parliament. So some of us think that wholeheartedly, let's get a bipartisan committee to go into this rot, what happened in Brazil. We don't want to allege of malfeasance or anything, but there are serious questions that are yearning for answers. I can't tell off head that they are partisan because, seriously, they are human beings, they are Ghanaians, they have every right to belong to any political party that they want. But if you look at the composition, it's mandated from the executive. Today, as we're speaking, we call the executives. So those people to have proper oversight, to come and say, yes, this thing happened. Like myself and my chairman. My chairman is the head of the committee. He's our chairman when it comes to youth and sports. I am a member. Today, if a document is before us, there's no way when it comes to committee level, somebody can hide anything. Because I have the document, you have the document, the questions are asked, answers are given. So, at the end of the day, when the motion is tabled, issues are brought on the floor of Parliament. Governments will get to know. Even if there will not be any kind of subpoena, people will get to know the facts and then the truth. And that's why some of us think that, good, we can credit the executives for forming the three-member committee, which I don't want to run down, whether they are going to take tea, they are not good. But we still think that we should go above that and get a bipartisan committee.
Analysts Ebo appear disagreed with the idea of setting up the committee and alluded to previous committees that had not exercised their duties properly. He again expressed his appointment and the re-engagement of the former sports minister.
I want to respect the president on the committee because I think the right thing to do, even though I may disagree. But I pray that both the minority and majority will exercise restraint so that it doesn't become political. The way we have handled committee issues, not even in the NDC era, and in time immemorial, committee, that's why we are not comfortable with the issue. But I want to give the president the benefit of doubt that on this matter, something new can be done. And if the people on the committee are listening, we are saying that the way committees have been handled in the past, we are not happy with it. We are not sure about it. If you ask me, as a someone who follows sports, I think that's the way to go. Obviously not. That's my take, but it doesn't make me right. If we do things the way we have done in the past, we are going to have the same results we've had in the past. And it's such that if you use even honorable MZFES regime, 1.5 years, and you have not put Maputo issue to closure, that's complete failure by good governance. Because if you're a minister of state, you came in, something was wrong, you had 18 months and you've not brought that matter to closure. If the processes that we have to go through takes 18 months for us to finish one matter, then we have a problem. You don't rehire somebody who failed. The gentleman failed. The fact that you failed,
yeah,
and we have not established why you failed, we don't promote you or we don't re-engage you. We put you aside. When we go through, maybe he'll be exonerated from all the facts.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus. We discussed a 3-member committee set up by government to look into issues that led to the failure of the Black Stars of the World Cup.